Israel today, even elevators don't work on Saturdays.
今天呢，在以色列境内，星期六的时候呢，这个电梯都不运转。
So what about us? Why do we meet on Sunday?
为什么我们呢？我们基督徒为什么要在这个主日礼拜天聚会呢？
Because Jesus came back to life on the third day.
因为主耶稣基督是在第三天复活的。
Jesus died on Friday, counting it as the first day of his death.
那他死的那一天呢，是在星期五，那是第一天。
Then Sunday is the third day.
第三天呢，就是星期天的时间。
We meet for worship on Sundays because it is the day of Jesus' resurrection.
我们之所以是在主日星期天聚会呢，因为主日那一天就是耶稣基督从死人当中复活的那一天。
So we don't remember Jesus' resurrection once a year, but every week.
所以并不是说我们只是每年只有一天复活节那天再去纪念主耶稣基督的复活。
And Apostle Paul tells us something about resurrection that will happen for us.
我们知道使徒保罗曾经把将来我们要复活的事件呢告诉了我们。
Look, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed.
他说我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
就在一瞬间，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
Look, I will tell you a mystery. We will not. What is that? Hold on. Okay. Okay. Look, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed.
然后他说呢，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
So we look forward to our own resurrection in the future.
所以我们每一个基督徒呢，都是期盼将来我们的身体也要从死里复活。
And according to Apostle John, because of that hope, we are supposed to purify ourselves.
使徒约翰告诉我们，因为我们有这样的盼望，所以我们要洁净自己。
Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed.But what we do know is this, when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is.
使徒约翰这样说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
And all who have this hope in him purify themselves,Just as he is pure.
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
So we all understand that water baptism is the symbol of our death and new birth in Christ.
我们都知道浸水礼呢，它代表的是这个老我的死亡和新人的诞生。
Baptism symbolizes that our old self died and we have been born as new creation with the hope of our own bodily resurrection.
那个老我死了，然后这个新人诞生的时候，他有永生的盼望。
So with that hope, we purify ourselves.
因为我们有这样的指望，所以我们洁净自己。
But is that it?
但是复活的意义是不是就只此而已呢？
We're just to, supposed to purify ourselves because of the hope of resurrection.
只是说我们因为我们有永生的盼望，然后洁净我们自己。
Is that the only thing we do?
是不是我们在复活的意义上就只有这些呢？
In Romans 8:11, Apostle Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit brought Jesus back to life in a resurrection body.
罗马书告诉我们。因为耶稣基督从死里复活，因此呢，基督也在我们的心里面复活。
In the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit that dwells in you.
第十一节告诉我们说，然而叫基督叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
So the Holy Spirit is the power of resurrection.
所以从死里复活的大能是从圣灵来的。
But Paul also says that this spirit of divine power dwells in us to give life to our mortal bodies, to our dying bodies.
保罗又告诉我们，圣灵是住在我们心里的，因此使我们必死的这个身体会又活过来。
Is Paul talking about our future resurrection?
这里保罗是在，他是不是只在谈将来所要发生的那个复活的事件？
So let's look at Romans 8:12-14.
然后我们接着看罗马书八章十二到十四节，他是怎么讲的？
So then, brothers and sisters, we are obligated not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.
第十二节，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债。去顺从肉体活着。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
你们若顺着肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God.
第十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
According to Apostle Paul, the life that the Holy Spirit gives us is for the purpose of living our life here and now, not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以这里根据使徒保罗的教导，圣灵给让耶稣基督从死里复活的目的，不光光是为了要将来使人复活，而是神的灵就在此时此地住在我们的里面，让我们能够不顺着肉体而活，而是顺着神的圣灵而活。
The Holy Spirit, the divine power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that will raise us from the dead, is the very power that is available to us for our life here and now.
那位把耶稣基督从死里复活的大能的圣灵，今天也同样活在我们每一个信耶稣基督的人的心里面，使我们在每天此时此地的生命当中有新的生命。
It is about being led by the Holy Spirit, not by the spirit of the world.
所以这里教导的核心是关于我们活的时候要顺着圣灵的引导，而不是要顺着世界的灵、世俗的灵的引导。
In other words, the power of resurrection is for us today.
也就是说，死里复活这样的一个大能是为我们而赐给我们的，让我们今天能够在灵里活。
We all confess that this Holy Spirit lives in us if we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
每一个承认耶稣基督是他个人救主的人都承认圣灵是住在我们的里面。
If the Holy Spirit is the power of resurrection for us today, do we know the Holy Spirit?
如果圣灵是为我们今天的生活而赐给我们这样的死里复活的能力，那么我们对这位圣灵，我们认识有多少？
Baptism is the symbol of death of old self and birth of new self in Jesus Christ.
我们知道洗礼呢，浸水礼所代表的是那个老我死去了，而那个新我在耶稣基督里面现在诞生并且活着。
In other words, baptism as a symbol is all about resurrection and its power.
所以洗礼呢，作为一个象征，它的意义完全是关于复活和活在圣灵的里面。
No, we talk about different powers in the world, in physical world, political world, economic world, and on and on.
那我们今天在知道在世界上有很多的能力，包括政治、军事、属灵的，还有经济各方面的各种各样的能力。
But what greater power can we imagine than the power that can bring people from death?
但是那种将人能够从死里面再让他活过来的这种大能， 我们无法想象还有任何的能力比这个更大。
Paul says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God."
保罗说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Are we being led daily by the Holy Spirit?
在我们每天的生活当中，我们有没有是被神的灵引导的？
Or are we being led by the American Spirit?
还是说引导我们的那个是美国文化的那个灵？
Are we being led by the spirit of capitalism?
是不是那个资本主义体制的那个灵？
Are we being led by our own spirits?
还是说我们自己那个灵在引导着我们？
Or are we even being led by Chinese spirit, if there is such thing?
还是说我们引导我们的是一个中国文化的那个灵？就如果是假设有这么一个东西的话，
We can be led by many other things.
我们可以被很多的东西引导。
Our culture, traditions, plans, experience, our goals, preference, or feelings.
也许我们的文化、传统、我们的个人的喜好、个人的计划、个人的目标，甚至个人的那种感觉。
Just because we have the Holy Spirit in us, it doesn't mean that we are automatically led by the Holy Spirit.
仅仅是因为圣灵已经住在我们的里面，并不意味着我们自动不用费力气的就会受他的引导。
So, as a church, how can we tell that our church is led by the Spirit, not by these human elders or deacons?
作为一个教会，我们怎么能够辨别我们是不是在受圣灵的引导，而不只是教会里面的牧师和长老们的引导？
There are only two ways for us to know whether or not we are led by the Spirit.
辨别我们是否被神的灵所引导有两种方法。
First way to know is, are we bearing the fruit of the Spirit?
第一种就是要看我们是不是在，是不是有圣灵所生的果子。
So, do we as a church exhibit the character transformation wrought by Holy Spirit?
我们作为一个教会有没有从圣灵而来的这种性格上的、性情上的改变？
The second way is that as we are growing in that character, second way for us to know is, are the gifts of the Holy Spirit being manifested among us?
第二个呢，就是当我们在圣灵的里面，我们的性格性情不断被他改变的时候，我们的生命有没有展现出从圣灵而来的那种属性？
We have to think logically and reasonably about this.
关于圣灵的恩赐和属性呢，我们在思考这些时候需要有一个合理的平衡。
The biblical logic is that if we are children of God, we have the Holy Spirit in us.
圣经的教导是，如果我们是神的儿女的话，他的灵就在引导我们，也住在我们的里面。
If we have the Holy Spirit, it means that the Holy Spirit will generate in us the desire for the things of God.
如果神的灵住在我们里面，那就意味着神的灵会给我们提供动机、动力，使我们能够像他所希望的那样去活。
So let's ask ourselves.
所以我们需要问一下自己。
Do we have the desire to grow in our Christian character?
我有没有在耶稣基督、在基督的性格里面不断成长这样一种心愿？
Again, I'm not asking you to be perfect today.
我这里不是要求你就在今天整个的人变得完美。
I'm not asking you to be perfect within a year.
也不是要你在今年一年里面变得完美。
Or until the moment of death.
或者说在你临死之前变得完美。
But we have to ask ourselves, are we making some progress?
但是我们实在需要问一下自己，我在这个上面有没有一些长进？
And the other side of that desire is, do we desire for the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
那在这个愿望的当中呢，也包含说我们有没有去渴求属灵的恩赐？
And I'm not going to go into these charismatic gifts.
我不是说你要去做那些所谓的这种灵恩派之类所讲的那些恩赐。
I want to keep my job here.
我还想保留我这份工作。
But there are many other spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us.
但是呢，圣灵赐给我们非常多的属灵的，就是属于他的恩赐。
For the purpose of building up the body of Christ.
其目的就是为了建造基督的身体。
So, do we have the desire to receive that the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can build up the body?
所以我们有没有那种渴望和愿望去领受圣灵的恩赐，用这些恩赐来建造基督的身体？
So it comes down to our desire.
所以呢，最终还是要落实到我们心中有没有这样的愿望。
Because God has done everything in His power to make the fruit of the Spirit and gifts of the Spirit available to us today.
因为神有完全的能力，让圣灵所结的果子完完全全的在我们生命当中有这样的一个美好的果子出现。
So do we want what He wants?
所以问题就是说，我们是不是渴望他要我们所有的那些？
Let's pray.
好不好？我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we celebrate as the body of Christ the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们作为耶稣基督的身体，今天聚集在这里来庆祝主耶稣从死里复活。
And we also rejoice the hope that we have for our own future resurrection because we are children of God.
我们也为我们将来有复活的盼望而一起欢喜快乐，因为知道我们信耶稣基督的人都是神的儿女。
So Lord, help us purify ourselves as we look forward to the day of our own resurrection.
主啊，求你洁净我们，帮助我们洁净自己，就像我们正在盼望将来我们的身体必要从死里复活。
But Lord, also teach us to examine our own desires.
主啊，也求你教导我们省察自己心中的那些愿望。
If we confess ourselves to be children of God, do we, Lord, have that desire according to the kingdom of God?
如果我们口称自己是神的儿女，帮助我们检查自己心里面有没有从神而来的那样的愿望。
Lord, give us the increasing desire for the fruit of the Spirit.
主啊，求你加强我们心里面这种渴望，让我们能够盼望圣灵的果子。
And also, Lord, increase in us the desire for the gifts of the Spirit.
主啊，也帮助我们心里面更多的渴求圣灵的恩赐。
And in the midst of it all, Lord, it is our desire to see the Lord Jesus Christ lifted up and glorified in our church.
我们心中的盼望就是能够看到我们的主耶稣基督在我们的教会里面被尊为大。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样求是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。